Hey, bookish humans, it's Paul. I have 5 audiobooks that I wanted to share. When I hit play on these, I couldn't click stop. Like the books were, they just held me kind of in their grasp. Like I would cook dinner with my earbuds in. I took walks that were super long, you know, that I wasn't really planning to walk that long because I just wanted to keep listening to what was going on. These aren't just good books. They are like cancel your plans. I'm busy listening to my stories books. Let's jump in. First up is The Likeness by Tana French. Oh, this book, the voice on the narrator, she's got the kind of like Irish lilt that just makes you want to just like, please, like, move in with me and read to me every night before I go to bed, kind of a vibe. It's so good. There's some spoilers here, but like this one unfolds. It unfolds sort of like this dreamy, eerie fog. Basically, a detective goes undercover pretending to be a murder victim who just so happens to look exactly like her. I mean, what are the odds, right? But once you get past that, somehow French kind of makes it work. The book it's sad, it's strange, it's very beautiful. The characters, oh my God. The characters, there's this one moment, it slayed me in the best way. There's a gay character who gets kicked out of his home by his stepmom. That's mentioned kind of as an aside in the book. And he implies, his stepmom basically implies that he's a danger to his younger stepbrothers. And his snapback, oh my God, it was so good. He was like, even if I were a pedophile, I wouldn't touch those fat, ugly brats. They're ugly. The way he did it and the way that the narrator does it, I mean, oh my God, I gasped and laughed. I may have rewinded and replayed it like 3 or 4 times. It was so good. But yeah, the book is haunting. Like, even though you know that the book is going to come to an end and you're going to see how all of these characters kind of come together, I didn't want it to. Like, I wanted this world that they were living in to just keep going and existing. And so did they. Like, there's something in it that's really sad when the book ends. Highly recommend it. The second book, this one actually is nonfiction. This is a memoir with a title that really grabs you by the pearls and doesn't let go. The title is I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. This one, it's interesting because it shouldn't be funny. But somehow there's sections that really are. It's funny, but it also guts you and it's honest. The author Jeanette McCurdy, like, she takes us through her time as a child actor. It's not all Nickelodeon slime and red carpet smiles. Her mom is, well, I would say that intense is a gentle word to use with her mom. The book peels back the layers of family dysfunction and fame in a way that's really deeply personal, but weirdly relatable. I know for myself, there was sections of the book where I was like, oh, Jeanette has gone to therapy and she has done some hard introspective work. And yeah, that was relatable for myself. The audiobook is actually read by the author, Jeanette herself, which makes it hit even harder. It's kind of like she's sitting next to you whispering her secrets. Oh, and you just want to protect her and also scream for her. Third up is Sunrise on the Reaping. This is a Hunger Games book, and I have one word to describe it: brutal. I'm a huge fan of the Hunger Games series. This one actually dives into the second quarter quell. So this would be like year 50 of the Hunger Games. And I don't know. I mean, it's intense. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of really beautiful world building. There's a lot of, I use the word brutal. I probably don't have to explain it to you, but the Hunger Games books leading up to this one were brutal. This one though, there's just sections. I just was left breathless. I was like, oh my God. The audio performance is fantastic. It's fierce. There's definitely a coldness to some of the characters too that, was very insightful. Very, very insightful. There is a moment when Suzanne points out that the Hunger Games are on the 4th of July. Whew. Yeah, Suzanne, I see you. I see what you're doing there. Says a lot. Yeah, highly recommend it. Fourth up, this one is fiction as well. It is Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. This book is like if a robot wrote you a love letter while slowly realizing what love actually means. So Clara, she's an artificial friend and basically like a humanoid robot that gets sold to wealthy families. And she sees the world through this soft, pure lens. The voice actor captures Clara's like curiosity and her slight awkwardness. Oh, so gently. I just wanted to wrap her in a weighted blanket and protect her from like, oh my God, this world. The book itself, I would say it's a slow burn, but it's definitely not boring. Like Ishiguro creates like this eerie near future that feels plausible and really intimate. I really enjoyed, again, like all of these books, but especially this one and the last one here coming up. Like I really enjoyed this world, the world that they exist in. Last, but definitely not least, is fiction. It's The Unseen World by Liz Moore. I have to say, this one surprised me. It starts with a girl raised by her brilliant, quirky father. Something that actually caught my attention when I was trying to decide if I was going to read this book or not is the girl, she is, her name's Ada. She's homeschooled. And then she talks about that right in the first page. And that really caught my attention. But she's raised by this brilliant, quirky father who homeschools her. He turns out not to be quite who he said he was, like who he presented himself to the world and to her. So the book has mystery, memory, identity, queerness, coding, and loss. Like it's all there in this perfect stew. And again, I just have to point out like the world building. I didn't want to leave it. I kept slowing down the playback speed. I went back a chapter or two just because I was like, I just want to make this last longer. I do want to mention something about this book too. Heads up on it. I got flack for recommending this book once because, twice, because there's a gay character. And the story touches on like the queer panic from like the, I think like the 1940s, 1950s, something like that. I guess some people still clutch their pearls when a book dares to suggest that queer people existed and that books that show some of their story and some of the, how that was complicated existed. You know, that makes me sad for them. But for the rest of us, this book, it's rich. This book is thoughtful. And I would say this book is totally worth your time. So there you have it. There's 5 audiobooks that had me in a chokehold. If you've listened to any of these, let me know what you thought. And if you got a recommendation that'll make me ignore my responsibilities, please drop them in the comments. And hey, don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already, and share this with your fellow audio addicted friends. Until next time, smooches.